With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to Film Fandango, the film podcast. It's the last of our short summer pre-recorded podcasts for you here. We'll be back next week with proper talking in the present day. But for now, I'm David Reed, this is Marek Larwood.
Hello.
And we'll be talking about films travelling through time from the past.
But this week's summer special is a quiz-based show.
Yes, we are going to do a quiz, and that's it.
How is this going to work, then?
Well, we have got some film listings, and we are going to have to guess what the film is without having the title or the characters or the actors read out.
We played this in Film Fandango Live. It was Danielle. Do you remember her?
Danielle. Yes,
idea
I remember.
Of a game. So you can play along and see if you can... if you're travelling somewhere on holiday, maybe, or if you're at the gym.
Yep.
Maybe you've...
Or if you're trapped somewhere.
Yeah, maybe you've been kidnapped.
Just want to pass the time until the police arrive or your inevitable death.
Yeah, and the only thing you've managed to subscribe to is Film Fandango, which you have done by accident.
I hear we have strangely high bars to download Film Fandango from underground locations.
It's the only podcast that some Somalian kidnappers will allow their listeners to... Because it's pre-recorded, it's got no news about what's going on.
That's right, that is why.
So the way it's going to work is, you can play along at home. We're going to read a description of a film.
Yeah.
And we're going to do five each.
Best of five, or ten.
Yeah, and see if the other person can guess what the film is.
What does the winner get?
The winner gets the respect of all of the listeners.
Finally! Right.
Would you like to go first?
Yes, please. I'm feeling on top form. I think I'm going to be good at this.
An easy one to start off. Remember, you can play at home, so you can even pause the podcast to have your guess, or maybe you can just talk a little bit so they give the audience a chance to
guess. Yeah, all right, yeah.
Okay, this is a first film. Convict. Oh, that's one. I'm putting sounds over the names and the characters. Convict. Is sent to a psychiatric hospital where he urges the patients to rebel against tyrannical head nurse.
Well, I think I know this one.
But do the audience know? This is really easy.
I'll call them. What's Chris Webb's number?
Chris Webb.
0800 Chris Webb.
Chris Webb, when I read listeners, getting annoyed because he was saying he's from New Zealand when he's not.
Oh, dear.
And he was having a fight with Francesca Scalici, our other regular listener. We get her, she's not even from New York, she's from Alabama.
Oh dear, why did we say she was from New York?
I was drinking a lot at the time.
Yeah.
So that... What
Don't
is
dwell
this
on the past. Oh, right, I think that is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Correct. One point to David.
1 point for me. I'm going to give you a... Hello, welcome to Film Fandango, the film podcast. It's the last of our short summer pre-recorded podcasts for you here. We'll be back next week with proper talking in the present day. But for now, I'm David Reed, this is Marek Larwood.
Hello.
And we'll be talking about films travelling through time from the past.
But this week's summer special is a quiz-based show.
Yes, we are going to do a quiz, and that's it.
How is this going to work, then?
Well, we have got some film listings, and we are going to have to guess what the film is without having the title or the characters or the actors read out.
We played this in Film Fandango Live. It was Danielle. Do you remember her?
Danielle.
Yes. Idea.
Of
a game. So you can play along and see if you can. If you're travelling somewhere on holiday, maybe, or if you're at the gym.
Yep.
Maybe you've.
Or if you're trapped somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe you've been kidnapped.
Just want to pass the time until the police arrive or your inevitable death.
Yeah, and the only thing you've managed to subscribe to is Film Fandango, which you have done by accident.
I hear we have strangely high bars to download Film Fandango from underground locations.
It's the only podcast that some Somalian kidnappers will allow their listeners to, because it's pre-recorded, it's got no news about what's going on.
That's right, that is why.
So the way it's going to work is, you can play along at home, we're going to read a description of a film.
Yeah.
And we're going to do five each.
Best of five, or ten.
Yeah. And see if the other person can guess what the film is.
What does the winner get?
The winner gets the respect of all of the listeners.
Finally! Right.
Would you like to go first?
Yes, please. I'm feeling on top form. I think I'm going to be good at this.
An easy one to start off. Remember, you can play at home, so you can even pause the podcast to have your guess, or maybe you can just talk a little bit so they give the audience a chance to.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Okay, this is the first film. Convict. Oh, that's one. I'm putting sounds over the names and the characters. Convict. Is sent to a psychiatric hospital where he urges the patients to rebel against tyrannical head nurse.
Well, I think I know this one.
But do the audience know? It's really easy.
I'll call them. What's Chris Webb's number?
Chris Webb.
0800 Chris Webb.
Chris Webb, when I read this, was getting annoyed because he was saying he's from New Zealand when he's not.
Oh, dear.
And he was having a fight with Francesca Scalici, our other regular listener. Could we get her? She's not even from New York. She's from Alabama.
Oh, dear. Why did we say she was from New York?
I don't know. I was drinking a lot at the time.
Yeah.
So that, what
don't
is
dwell
this
on the past. Oh, right. I think that is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Correct. One point to David.
1 point for me. I'm going to give you a similarly easy one to ease you in. Okay. It's... do you want the genre?
No, it can be a clue, maybe.
Well, there's a misprint in the genre, which is quite funny.
Okay.
But the genre is Iron Adventure. Okay. Blank, 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 and the blank unite to defend the Earth from an alien invasion with blank Downey blank.
The Avengers.
Correct.
I should have paused then, shouldn't I?
You should have done.
I think the Downey blank gave it away.
Yeah, that's in the genre of Iron Adventure, apparently.
Okay.
1-1.
It's 1-1 now. I hope you've got both of those at home. The magazine we're using with these descriptions is TV Quick.
Mm.
And the person is surprisingly good at some of these. Okay, this is a bit more difficult.
Okay.
Not difficult. Okay. I won't give you the...
genre.
No.
Okay.
A robot cleaning a deserted future Earth falls in love with a survey droid and follows her into space.
Well, there's only one robot who could ever live up to cleaning the entire Earth alone. And that is... it's Wall-E, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really easy.
It was quite easy. Come on, give me harder ones.
I will give you our next ones, but that's why I gave you a really easy one then.
Okay, this one's slightly harder. Mismatched undercover cops, blank and blank, set out to stop a drug lord flooding the market with a deadly form of ecstasy.
Well, the problem is that this is a bit unfair because it's obviously been repeated later on in the week.
Have you got it on your sheet? Oh, what?
Because what we've done is I've given David Saturday, Sunday and Monday, but this film is repeated with the same description on Thursday. It's Bad Boys 2.
Yes! That's cheating. How many of my films are repeated in yours?
That's sort of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. So it's 2-2 now.
Okay.
We're on tenterhooks. If you've got all four at home, then apart from the last one, they're all pretty obvious. Okay, I'm going to give you, I'll give you the genre as well. Horror.
Oh, okay.
A horde of vampires discover the perfect hunting ground, a town in Alaska that remains sunless for an entire month.
Now, I believe we were talking about this 1 month ago.
Yes, we were.
That the baddie looks a lot like one of the Pet Shop Boys.
Can you remember the baddie's name?
The actor, or yes. I can picture him. I can't remember his name. He's in The Proposition as well. Danny Houston?
Correct.
It's 30 Days of Night.
Well done.
Thank you.
What year was it made?
2009?
2007.
Okay, I've got one for you here.
Okay, go for it.
Disgraced cop, blank, is given a chance to redeem himself by going undercover to bring a drug trafficker to justice with blank and blank.
There are loads of disgraced cops. Is it...
This is the hardest one by far that I've given you.
What's his name? Who is the bloke from Goodfellas? Is he in it?
Ray
Liotta.
No, he's not one of the ones mentioned.
I'm sure he's played a disgraced cop before, isn't he?
I'll give you a clue, because this is...
Yeah.
Because I think that could probably describe half of Hollywood's films.
There's a lot of... I'm thinking him or what's his name.
It is a sequel, but if you get any of the films from the franchise, I'll give you it.
Disgraced cop. Were there any Lethal Weapon disgraced cops?
Well, Riggs was a bit of a disgrace, wasn't he?
I've heard stories about Danny Glover.
What?
That
Danny Glover is a nickname.
Yeah, I can't really say them because they're probably libelous. Nothing that bad. Were they disgraced in Lethal Weapon? That's the only cop franchise I can think of. Die Hard was never disgraced. Columbo was never disgraced. Lethal Weapon 3, I don't know. It's wrong, isn't it?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, I never watched any of those films. Yeah, you didn't watch any Too Fast, Too Furious?
I haven't seen.
I'm furious, but I'm too... if they made a film about this, my answering the quiz would be too slow and too very angry. Too slow and very angry. Well, David's taking a 3-2 lead as we approach the end here. That's right. I put my pen round some of these here. Okay. Here we go. Some more. Okay. Here we go. Search for a missing space shuttle leads to an industrialist bent on genocide. And a rematch with old foe.
What? That sounds...
So it's an adventure.
Yeah.
It's part of a franchise.
Is it a sequel?
No.
It's the first of a franchise.
No.
Oh, it's a spin-off.
No, it's a part of a big franchise. Search for a missing space shuttle.
Yeah.
Leads to an industrialist bent on genocide. And a rematch with an old foe.
It's not a sequel, but it's not the first film of a franchise.
It's very
industrialist
difficult.
Bent on genocide.
Don't think of the industrialist. Think of space, I suppose.
Okay.
And an old foe. It's difficult.
Finding a space shuttle.
Tension is mounting. This is where we could put some clock ticking sound effects.
Yeah.
I wonder if many of our listeners have got it.
I don't think I know this.
I wonder if Chris Webber's got it.
Is it Predators?
No. It is part of the James Bond franchise.
Oh, oh, God, yes. Live Twice.
No, it's Moonraker.
Oh, is it?
Because that's with Jaws as well.
Yes.
That's when Jaws turns nice at the end.
Of course, Moonraker is a terrible film. The fourth Roger Moore one, I believe.
So we're heading into the final question now.
Okay, so...
Can you guess what year Moonraker was made?
Moonraker was made... 84.
79.
Really? Yep. Is that early? Okay. Okay. So, should I give you a hard one? We're level pegging, aren't we?
No, it's 3-2. This is it. It's 3-2 to you.
Oh, is it?
And it's my go, because you went first. So it's the fourth.
Oh, I see.
That's right, isn't it? Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so...
You can give me a difficult one.
Okay. Okay. Personal troubles tempt blank into giving up fighting crime, but first he has to face a deadly new foe with blank and blank.
It's a superhero film.
Correct.
Personal troubles. Who has personal troubles? All I can think of is Superman 2. Christopher Reeve has personal troubles. Ah! But also Batman does in one of the Dark Knight ones. Doesn't he give up in the early one? Batman Begins. Yes.
It's Spider-Man 2.
Ah! You could probably use that for Batman Begins, right?
Pretty much every second superhero film, they have personal troubles and think about giving up, and then they're lured back in by a new villain.
You screwed me over then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I hope you've seen this one. This is a good film, this. So, it's 3-2. It's the final round. This is possibly the most exciting podcast. What I'm doing is I'm raising my voice to make it sound like it's exciting. I can only draw. You've got to win it.
Okay.
While on holiday with her family, white water rafting expert is forced to help two fugitives make an escape down a raging river.
Now, I get the name of this wrong. I believe it stars Meryl Streep.
Correct.
And Kevin Bacon.
Double correct.
And it is called, because it's one of those where there's a couple of films with rivers in the title that I forget, but I think it's called The River Wild.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
I don't want you to take, if you get this wrong, being...
It's definitely not A River Runs Through It. It's The River Wild.
You definitely, well, not Angry Stream?
No, not Angry Stream. Not any of the Levellers songs.
Dangerous Puddle.
No, I'm going with
What are other words for rivers?
Tributary.
Yeah. Backwash.
Backwash Death Boat.
So you're going for Backwash Death
Boat? No, I'm going for The River Wild.
Yes.
Yes! Okay.
You won. What year was that made?
Oh, God. I don't know, actually. I haven't a clue. 81?
See, I thought it was an 80s film.
Yeah.
94.
Is it really?
But in my head, I thought it was exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So there we go.
Do you want your final one, just for the scores? Let's have a look.
I can only lose. This is a bit like how I feel in life.
Okay.
I can only lose.
Blank and his pals face a final battle with Voldemort.
Oh, Harry Potter and the Big Dick.
Is that your final answer?
Harry Potter and the Holocaust.
Is that your final answer?
Harry Potter and the Phoenix thing, whatever it is. The last one.
Yeah.
Harry Potter 7.
What's it called?
I've got it. We're having Harry Potter 7.
Which one? What's it called?
Harry Potter and the End.
Is that your final
answer? Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Papyrus. Harry Potter and the Piss Phoenix. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Thingy.
Sorcerer's Thingy.
Stone. Sorcerer's...
Weirdly, you've just mentioned the American title of the first film, but...
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. 2.
Part 2. I'll give you it. That's right. That's correct.
I got it. I'm not so stupid after all, listeners.
Hooray!
And also we've got there any films you've seen recently on DVD we could chat about?
I saw Magic Mike.
See, I saw Magic Mike as well.
Weird. We should have just themed the episode on that.
I thought it was a bad Showgirls.
Oh, really? I thought it was a good Showgirls.
It was terrible.
No, I thought it was a good film.
Why?
I thought it was entertaining. It was very good. They were very charming. I thought Matthew McConaughey was very funny. I thought Channing Tatum and the lady who's in it, whose name I forget, were very good together. It was another example of Steven Soderbergh directing flirting scenes at a table very well.
I thought it was a really poor film. I thought it was dull. It was like improvised dialogue around basically stripping scenes.
I thought it was very charming and very entertaining. I thought it was very funny as well.
I give it 2 Merricks.
Wow, I give it 7 Davids.
I also saw Pitch Perfect.
Oh, which is...
the sort of singing Glee type film. A comedy, essentially a film comedy
yes.
With the
with that
big Australian girl, which is only a small part in it, which was just wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be, because Marcus is a big comedy. If you're a 14-year-old girl and you like singing, you'd love this film.
I'm not.
Sometimes I can be. So I absolutely adored it. I thought that was a 7 as well. Yeah. And there's a couple of emails here. Justin Van Boxtel. That's a good name,
great
isn't
name.
It? Van Boxtel.
Boxtel.
He's been listening to an earlier podcast. He's from... abroad. Australia.
Australia.
I just paused the podcast to answer Merrick's question with an example of a recommendation. This is entitled A Film's Getting Worse. A Modern Film's Getting Worse. Sorry, Justin. Or should I say Mr. Van Boxtel. I just paused the podcast to answer Merrick's question with an example of a recommendation I regretted. Hot tub time machine is this generation's Back to the Future. What a crock of crap! Not much effort was put into the writing. It just relied on gross out humour to get a laugh. Its intended audience seemed to be a boys aged 15 and up. I don't think it's nearly clever enough to be compared to Back to the Future. I've been finding a lot of modern comedies just stringing together lowbrow jokes with not much story at all. Well-written comedies are few and far between. My movie attendance has dropped off from diminishing eyesight and cinema quality. It's a pity my guide dog Foxy can't help me avoid those perils. I'm not sure if that's true. He's got a, maybe he has got a guide dog.
He's not going to the cinema because of diminishing eyesight. He's got a guide dog.
Yeah.
Do blind people go to the cinema that much?
I don't know.
I've accidentally had audio described copies of VHS tapes or things that
good.
I've picked up from things. Slightly annoying. I remember getting one out of the video library on holiday, watching, I think it was Pretty Woman with audio described. An attractive woman walks into the store.
Did you close your eyes?
I did for a bit, and then I went, I'm not going to watch the whole thing like this.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a different experience. I thought Hot Tub Time Machine was all right, but I totally agree with the whole stories thing.
Isn't that Back to the Future is a classic?
Yeah, absolute classic. Hot Tub Time Machine isn't close, but I think Family Guy and those things are sort of to blame of the gag rate that people now expect, and The Simpsons as well, and they don't have stories anymore, not really.
Yeah, I was the trailer for Hot Tub Time Machine looked when I saw the trailer, it looks really good.
Yeah.
John Cusack's in it as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got a sequel coming out.
And it was, I thought it was a really terrible disappointment. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was rubbish.
Oh, I quite enjoyed it.
I really high expectations. It's all about expectations, isn't it?
I thought it was that year's Magic Mike.
Yeah, nothing about that. Anyway, if you want to email us, and we'll probably have lots of emails to read out after this summer break we're having, we're releasing these one podcast a week just to cover ourselves while we're off on holiday and filming. Please email Dear Filmfandango @gmail.com or
I might take it over, or you can write on our Facebook wall /filmfandango or tweet us @filmfandango
or
go to our website if you'd like to donate to the running costs of this so we can keep it free, which is filmfandango.co.uk,
or
you can write a letter onto a scrap of paper you found attached to the bottom of your shoe and simply throw it into the sea.
Super. Well, thank you for listening. I feel uncomfortable doing it. You normally do this bit.
Yeah, you feel uncomfortable.
I don't want to do
it. You feel like you've usurped it.
Yeah, I don't want to do this bit.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week with, hopefully, fingers crossed, some new cinema releases and old classics. So, in the meantime, keep watching the films.
Keep watching the films. Bye.
Bye.
I won't give you the...
genre.
No.
Okay.
A robot cleaning a deserted future Earth falls in love with a survey droid and follows her into space.
Well, there's only one robot who could ever live up to cleaning the entire Earth alone. And that is... well, it's Wall-E, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really easy.
It was quite easy. Come on, give me harder ones.
I will give you our next ones, but that's why I gave you a really easy one then.
Okay, this one's slightly harder. Mismatched undercover cops, blank and blank, set out to stop a drug lord flooding the market with a deadly form of ecstasy.
Well, the problem is that this is a bit unfair because it's obviously been repeated later on in the week.
Have you got it on your sheet? Oh, what?
Because what we've done is I've given David Saturday, Sunday and Monday, but this film is repeated with the same description on Thursday. It's Bad Boys 2.
Yes! That's cheating. How many of my films are repeated in yours?
That's sort of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. So it's two all now.
Okay.
Who are on tenterhooks. If you've got all four at home, then apart from the last one, they're pretty obvious. Okay, I'm going to give you... I'll give you the genre as well. Horror.
Oh, okay.
A horde of vampires discover the perfect hunting ground, a town in Alaska that remains sunless for an entire month.
Now, I believe we were talking about this 1 month ago.
Yes, we were.
That the baddie looks a lot like one of the Pet Shop Boys.
Can you remember the baddie's name?
The actor, or yes. I can picture him. I can't remember his name. He's in The Proposition as well. Danny Houston?
Correct.
It's 30 Days of Night.
Well done.
Thank you.
What year was it made?
2009?
2007.
Okay, I've got one for you here.
Okay, go for it.
Disgraced cop, blank, is given a chance to redeem himself by going undercover to bring a drug trafficker to justice with blank and blank.
There are loads of disgraced cops. Is it...
This is the hardest one by far that I've given you.
What's his name? Who is the bloke from Goodfellas? Is he in it?
Ray
Liotta.
No, he's not one of the ones mentioned.
I'm sure he's played disgraced cop before, hasn't he?
I'll give you a clue because this is
Because
I think that could probably describe half of Hollywood's films.
There's a lot of I'm thinking him or what's his name.
It is a sequel, but if you get any of the films from the franchise, I'll give you it.
Disgraced cop. Were there any Lethal Weapon disgraced cops?
Well, was a bit of a disgrace, wasn't he?
I've heard stories about Danny Glover.
What?
That
Danny Glover is a nickname.
Yeah, I can't really say them because they're probably libelous. Nothing that bad. Were they disgraced in Lethal Weapon? That's the only cop franchise I can think of. Die Hard was never disgraced. Columbo was never disgraced. Lethal Weapon 3, I don't know. Wrong, isn't it?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, I never watched any of those films. Yeah, you didn't watch any Too Fast, Too Furious?
I haven't seen.
I'm furious, but I'm too... if they made a film about this, my answering the quiz would be too slow and too very angry. Too slow and very angry. Well, David's taking a 3-2 lead as we approach the end here. That's right. Put my pen round some of these here. Okay. Here we go. Some more. Okay. Here we go. Search for a missing space shuttle leads to an industrialist bent on genocide and a rematch with old foe.
What? That sounds...
So it's an adventure.
Yeah.
It's part of a franchise.
Is it a sequel?
No.
It's the first of a franchise.
No.
Oh, it's a spin-off.
No, it's a part of a big franchise. Search for a missing space shuttle.
Yeah.
Leads to an industrialist bent on genocide and a rematch with an old foe.
It's not a sequel, but it's not the first film of a franchise.
It's very
industrialist
difficult.
Bent on genocide.
Don't think of the industrialist. Think of space, I suppose.
Okay.
And an old foe. It's difficult.
Finding a space shuttle.
Tension is mounting. This is where we could put some clock ticking sound effects.
Yeah.
I wonder if many of our listeners have got it.
I don't think I know this.
I wonder if Chris Webber's got it.
Is it... Predators?
No. It is part of the James Bond franchise.
Oh, is it oh god, yes. You only live twice.
No, it's Moonraker.
Oh, is it?
Because that's with Jaws as well.
Yes.
That's when Jaws turns nice at the end.
Of course, Moonraker is a terrible film. The fourth Roger Moore one, I believe.
So we're heading into the final question now.
Okay, so
can you guess what year Moonraker was made?
Moonraker was made
74 79.
Really? Was yep. that early? Okay. Okay, so should I give you a hard one? We're level pegging, aren't we?
No, it's 3-2. This is it. It's 3-2 to you.
Oh, is it?
And it's my go because you went first, so it's the fourth.
Oh, I see.
That's right, isn't it? Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so
you can give me a difficult.
Okay. Okay. Personal troubles tempt blank into giving up fighting crime, but first he has to face a deadly new foe with blank and blank.
It's a superhero film.
Correct.
Personal troubles. Who has personal troubles? All I can think of is Superman 2. Christopher Reeve has personal troubles. Ah! But also Batman does in one of the Dark Knight ones. Doesn't he give up in the early one? The thingy begins. Batman Begins. Yes.
It's Spider-Man 2.
Ah! You could probably use that for Batman Begins, right?
Pretty much one of every second superhero film, they have personal troubles and think about giving up, and then they're lured back in by a new villain.
Screwed me over then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I hope you've seen this one. It's a good film, this. So it's 3-2. It's the final round. This is possibly the most exciting podcast. What I'm doing is I'm raising my voice just to make it sound like it's exciting. I can only draw.
I can only draw
and go to, you know, if
oh
I get
my
this
God.
One,
yeah,
you've
yeah.
got, you've got to get, just to win it.
Okay.
While on holiday with her family, white water rafting expert is forced to help two fugitives make an escape down a raging river.
Now, I get the name of this wrong. I believe it stars Meryl Streep.
Correct.
And Kevin Bacon.
Double correct.
And it is called, because it's one of those where there's a couple of films with rivers in the title that I forget, but I think it's called The River Wild.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
I don't want you to take, if you get this wrong, being...
It's definitely not A River Runs Through It. It's a river The River Wild.
You definitely, well, not Angry Stream?
No, not Angry Stream. Not any of the Levellers songs.
Dangerous Puddle.
No, I'm going with the
river. What are other words for rivers?
Tributary.
Yeah. Backwash.
Backwash death boat.
So you're going with backwash death
boat? No, I'm going for the River Wild.
Yes.
Yes! Okay.
You've won. What, and what year was that made?
Oh, God. I don't know, actually. I haven't a clue. 81?
See, I thought it was an 80s film.
Yeah.
It's 94.
Is it really?
But in my head, I thought it was exactly the same.
Eah, yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. I hope
Do you want your final one, just for the scores? Let's have a look.
I can only lose. This is a bit like how I feel in life.
Okay.
I can only lose.
Blank and his pals face a final battle with Voldemort.
Oh, Harry Potter and the Big Dick.
Is that your final answer?
Harry Potter and the Holocaust.
Is that your final answer?
Harry Potter and the Phoenix thing, whatever it is. The last one.
Yeah.
Harry Potter 7.
What's it called?
I've got it. We have Harry Potter 7.
What's it called?
Harry Potter and the End.
Is that your final answer?
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Papyrus. Harry Potter and the Piss Phoenix. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Thingy.
Sorcerer's Thingy.
Stone. Sorcerer's...
Weirdly, you've just mentioned the American title of the first film, but...
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. 2.
Part 2. I'll give you it. That's right. That's correct.
I got it. I'm not so stupid after all, listeners.
Hooray!
And also we've got... Is there any films you've seen recently on DVD we could chat about?
I saw Magic Mike.
See, I saw Magic Mike as well.
Weird. We should have just themed the episode on that.
I thought it was a bad Showgirls.
Oh, really? I thought it was a good Showgirls.
It was terrible.
No, I thought it was a good film.
Why?
I thought it was entertaining. It was very good. They were very charming. I thought Matthew McConaughey was very funny. I thought Channing Tatum and the lady who's in it, whose name I forget, were very good together. It was another example of Steven Soderbergh directing flirting scenes at a table very well.
I thought it was a really poor film. I thought it was dull. It was like improvised dialogue around basically stripping scenes.
I thought it was very charming and very entertaining. I thought it was very funny as well.
I give it 2 Marics.
Wow, I give it 7 Davids.
I also saw Pitch Perfect.
Oh, which is?
The sort of singing Glee type film. A comedy, essentially a film
with that
big Australian guy, which is only a small part in it, which was just wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be, because Marcus is a big comedy. If you're a 14-year-old girl and you like singing, you'd love this film.
I'm not.
Sometimes I can be. So I absolutely adored it. I thought that was a 7 as well. Yeah. And there's a couple of emails here. Justin Van Boxtel. That's a good name,
great
isn't
name.
It? Van Boxtel.
Boxtel.
He's been listening to an earlier podcast. He's from abroad. Australia.
Australia.
I just paused the podcast to answer Merrick's question with an example of a recommendation. Sorry, this is entitled A Film's Getting Worse. A Modern Film's Getting Worse. Sorry, Justin. Or should I say Mr. Van Boxtel. I just paused the podcast to answer Merrick's question with an example of a recommendation I regretted. Hot Tub Time Machine is this generation's Back to the Future. What a crock of crap! Not much effort was put into the writing. It just relied on gross-out humour to get a laugh. Its intended audience seemed to be a boys aged 15 and up. I don't think it's nearly clever enough to be compared to Back to the Future. I've been finding a lot of modern comedies just stringing together lowbrow jokes with not much story at all. Well-written comedies are few and far between. My movie attendance has dropped off from diminishing eyesight and cinema quality. It's a pity my guide dog Foxy can't help me avoid those perils. I'm not sure if that's true. Maybe he has got a guide dog.
He's not going to the cinema because of diminishing eyesight. He's got a guide dog.
Yeah.
Do blind people go to the cinema that much?
I don't know.
I've accidentally had audio described copies of VHS tapes or things that
good.
I picked up from things. Slightly annoying. I remember getting one out of the video library on holiday, watching, I think it was Pretty Woman with audio described. An attractive woman walks into the store.
Did you close your eyes?
I did for a bit, and then I went, I'm not going to watch the whole thing like this.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a different experience. I thought Hot Tub Time Machine was all right, but I totally agree with the whole stories thing.
Back to the Future is a classic.
Yeah, absolute classic. Hot Tub Time Machine isn't close. But I think Family Guy and those things are sort of to blame of the gag rate that people now expect. And they and The Simpsons as well. And they don't have stories anymore. Not really.
Yeah, the trailer for Hot Tub Time Machine looked... When I saw the trailer, it looks really good.
Yeah.
John Cusack's in it as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got a sequel coming out.
And it was, I thought it was a really terrible disappointment. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it was rubbish.
Oh, I quite enjoyed it.
I really high expectations. It's all about expectations, isn't it?
I thought it was that year's Magic Mike.
Yeah, nothing about that. Anyway, if you want to email us, and we'll probably have lots of emails to read out after this summer break we're having, we're releasing these one podcast a week just to cover ourselves while we're off on holiday and filming. Please email dearfilmfandango@gmail.com or...
I might take it over. Or you can write on our Facebook wall /filmfandango or tweet us @filmfandango.
Or...
Go to our website if you'd like to donate to the running costs of this so we can keep it free, which is filmfandango.co.uk.
Or...
You can write a letter onto a scrap of paper you've found attached to the bottom of your shoe and simply throw it into the sea.
Super. Well, thank you for listening. I feel uncomfortable doing it. You normally do this bit.
Yeah, you feel uncomfortable.
I don't want
you
to do it.
You feel like you've usurped it.
Yeah, I don't want to do this bit.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week with, hopefully, fingers crossed, some new cinema releases and old classics. So, in the meantime, keep watching the films.
Keep watching the films. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.